engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread? Or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We have asked for many things, and we have received many things. And brothers and sisters, last night we received another good thing in these United States of America, a Supreme Court justice. That impacts our lives. It impacts the lives of our children, our grandchildren. It impacts our church. It impacts the unborn. It impacts our security, our economy, our health care, our peace. This is big. And many of you joined me last night for a broadcast in which we watched the confirmation, the swearing in of Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who has replaced now Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This was the topic of prayer for many people. And many voters are motivated by the issue of the Supreme Court. In the last presidential election 4 years ago, one out of five voters in America said, "It's the Supreme Court that's motivating me above all." And among those, by the way, 57% voted for President Trump because they like the direction that the courts are going and his transparency in what people he would appoint to the Supreme Court. They like the direction of the courts going to be a stabilizing factor in American society, not a disruptive one, not one that imposes policies that the people never heard of before or don't want. Again, it impacts our religion, and that's why so many people of faith have been praying for and asking for progress and victories like this, because we don't want to see courts saying that children can't pray in school or that the Bible cannot be read in the classroom or that the Ten Commandments cannot be posted on the walls. This is what happened several decades ago with the Supreme Court in the 60s and starting to take away these things, and then in the 70s bringing us abortion on demand. It didn't come from the people. But policy is supposed to come from the people, not from on high, except for God himself. But the courts are not supposed to take us in directions that we don't want to go. It's as simple as that. That's why we elect our lawmakers. Judges are supposed to be impartial when it comes to policy. They're simply supposed to apply the Constitution and the laws. And if the Constitution and the laws need to be changed in the view of the people, then substantial numbers of those people agreeing with one another can bring about changes in the law and even changes or amendments to the Constitution. That's how it's supposed to work. So we're celebrating today a ninth justice added to the court, a justice of the type that we want to see. And this, again, in the 2020 elections, will be a major motivating factor for many voters, and it needs to be part of our prayer novena for the election, and that's why we're talking about it today. We're giving thanks. You heard these readings. They are readings of thanksgiving to the God who guides human affairs, readings of thanksgiving to the God who responds when we ask, when we seek, when we knock, readings that should encourage us to continue now asking and seeking and knocking for election victories. An election victory means a victory for life, a victory for America. Why would we not want to be voting for America if we are American voters? For the good, for the security, for the peace, for the economy, for law and order, for justice on the courts, for the freedom of religion, for the protection of life. All of this is so central. It's not even political. It's just the kind of policies that conform to the meaning of freedom, equality, and the word of God. When political parties start opposing those things, they're out. They deserve no consideration and no power. So we ask, we knock, we seek. We say, Lord, wake up the voters. And even, as a matter of fact, no matter what end of the political spectrum you may be on, it should be something desirable that the voters recognize that their destiny is in their hands, that the voters recognize they're not supposed to sit back and wait for something to happen to them or wait for a policy to be imposed on them so that later on they can either celebrate it or complain. We've got to become shapers of our own destiny within, of course, the boundaries of what the Lord has established and what our founding fathers have given us in this nation. But to recognize our destiny being in our own hands, in the sense that we really do get to choose the direction the country goes. But tens of millions of Christians aren't doing that. They're not voting. They're not registering to vote. Might we in these coming days think about people we know who are of like mind with us that don't vote? Might you be a vehicle in these coming days when there is still time and urge them to vote? Last time, last presidential election, we had millions and millions of people coming out who had never voted before. This current election, the same thing is happening. We're going to have more people turning out to vote in this presidential election than at any time in American history. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. More people have already voted early than at any time in American history. This is a good thing. More participation. Brothers and sisters, let's continue to pray for our nation. Let's continue to pray for this election. And let that prayer lead us to action, to reach out, mobilize, educate, and equip as many of our fellow citizens as we can, so that indeed we may have more and more cause for giving thanks to the Lord of every nation. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.